Continues the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. So the Gemara Daf Lamed Helmet Beis, three lines from the bottom, said that the shofar that the Chazan HaKnesses blows in order to tell the that they have to be mafsik doing melacha. So what does he do with that shofar? The shofar is muktza. It's klisham lach leisa. So the Gemara says that you can't tell him to bring it back home because imkein nosatat v'rech l'shiurin. Every person lives in a different home. So how much time do you have after the blowing of the shofar for the onset of Shabbos? Zog the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Elamok, daf lamed helmet bay, three lines from the bottom. Elamokam tznua yesh l'chazan ha-kneses b'roish gagoy. There's a specific area, a box, that he can place the shofar on the rooftops where he blows. Sheshomen yach shofaroy. Because you can't move the shofar. So the first brisa says that you can't move a shofar nor a chatzos. It's mukta. Since it's klishim lach leisa, it's meant for blowing. So merely you can't move it. Now, the Mefarshim explain, even though usually mukta that is movable because of tzarech gufa or tzarech mekoymoy, so you're allowed to continue holding it and keep on holding it and placing it where you want to place it once you're holding it. The Achronim explain that the difference is that's when it's higia biyodeh leheta. That means klishem lachta leisa, that you're moving letzarech gufa tzarech mekoymoy, hide because you need the place that it's on, or you need the hammer to open a walnut. So hide that you're holding it, you're allowed to keep on holding it and walking to the place where you want to place it. But that wouldn't help by the shofar. The shofar that you were blowing before the onset of Shabbos, and now it turned Shabbos on you, so it's higia liyodeh be'issa, right? Now it's be'issa biyodeh, because now it's Shabbos. Now there's no het of keep on walking where you want to go, because that het is only applicable when it was higia liyodeh be'heter, because you're allowed to move it, because it's a gufa tzarech mekoymoy. Once you're moving it, you're allowed to keep on going until where you want to place it. Because then you're keeping a status quo on the previous matzif of heta, meaning there was a gedder that you're being mamshech the previous state that it was in of heta. Masha enkein, where it's biyodeh be'issa, because now it's the onset of Shabbos, so there's no heta to keep on walking with something and placing it where you want. So Gemara says it has to be that there was a box that you place it in, because you're not metaltal on Shabbos, shofar or chatzotis. In fact, Gemara v'atani, we learned in a different brisa that we differentiate. Shofar metaltal, chatzotis ain't metaltalin, shofar could be moved. Why could a shofar be moved? Because it's roi legamea boy mayim, it could be used as a baby bottle, because it's bent. It's curved, so it can be used as a bottle to scoop water in there. The chatzotzras, which are flat trumpets, ain't a metaltlin. Those are regular klishim lachtan leisa. Masheg and shofar is not. So we see the differentiate between shofar and chatzotzras. Zok di gemara omrav Yosef loy kasha. It depends. Kam biyochet, kam bitzibur. Meaning, a shofar that's from an individual shofar could be used as a baby bottle. Mashenken the shofar with tzibur, you're not going to take the shul shofar that's meant for blowing, or the tzibur shofar that's meant for to stop the from doing melacha, to suddenly use it for your private bottle as a lisha b'mayim letinoik. So then a yochid, it could be used for, but for a tzibur, it cannot be used for something else. So mele we differentiate the brisa that says that shofar is metaltel is talking about a yochid. And that which we learned that the shofar has to be placed in a box in a rooftop and it can't be moved is we're talking about a tzibur dika shofar. Omele abaya uve yochid lemay chazi. What is this shofar roy for? When it's a shofar shal yochid, hoyel v'roy legamea boy mayim letinoik, daf lamed vav amed aleph, since you can use it to scoop up mayim for a tinoik, so b'tzibur nami chazi legamea letinoik, even a shofar b'tzibur could be utilized for what? For a tinoik oni. After all, the tzibur is obligated to be mefarnes the tinoik oni. That's a tzibur dika achrayis. So mele the shofar shal tzibur should also be roy legamea boy tinoik oni, which the panosa is obligated to support him through the tzibur. So then, why should there be a difference between one brisa that says shofar you have to put away, and one brisa that says shofar you're metaltal? Vesu, and I'll ask you a third brisa. Horatanya, kishem shemetaltan is a shofar. Just like you're allowed to move a shofar and it's not mukta, kach metaltan is chatzotzras. Likewise, the trumpets, which cannot be used at all, the gamea boy, because it's a straight surface, it's not curved like a shofar, you can be metaltan that also. So we have three contradictory brises. Mani, who's that like? Because on the one hand, we have a brise that says, shofar and chatzotzras you can't, you have to hide the shofar on the rooftop. We have another brise that says, shofar yes, metaltan chatzotzras not. And yet, you have a third brise that says, that just like you're allowed to be metaltan shofar, you're allowed to be metaltan chatzotzras. Zog di gemara, elo loy kasha. Horeb Yehuda, horeb Shimon, horeb Nechemya. It's a three of machlokes in the Yisoid of Mukta. Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon argue in the Yisoid of Mukta. Reb Shimon is much more makel than Reb Yehuda is when it comes to Mukta. So, the Braisa that says that Shofar is metaltal and Chatzotz are not metaltal, and we differentiate between Shofar and Chatzotz, that according to Reb Yehuda, that holds of Mukta. And the reason why the Shofar is metaltal, because the Shofar has a Teres Kli Olav. The Shofar be Yisoid, we look at the Kli Shemalach Talaheta, because it can be used as a baby bottle. And that's a question of the Poiskim in Shinches, the Bihaloch over there, meaning what's the requirement to look at the Shofar now as a Kli Shemalach Talaheta? Does it have to be Rov Tashmisha is Laheta? Or it even can be Miyatash Mishta Laheta. The fact that the Shofar can be utilized as a baby bottle, that's enough to call it a Kli Shemalach Talaheta. It doesn't have to be Roiv Tashmisha Laheta. Even if it's Miyatash Mishta Laheta, it can be used as a Shofar, but it could also be used as a baby bottle. But that's the Shita of Reb Yehuda, that's Mechalik between Shofar is indeed Mutalatalto, and that's the Braisa that says Shofar yes, and Chatzot is not. The Braisa that says, Kishem Shem Mutalatalto Shofar Kach Mutalatalto Chatzot is, that's according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't hold a Mukta as a Grashi. Reb Shimon only holds a Mukta, Machs Machsisar and Kiss, a different type of Mukta, which much more Chomer, that a person doesn't want to move it because of the value entailed in touching and moving it. So that's the sheet of Reb Shimon that he holds a Mukta. Masha Enkin over here he holds that the Shofar is not Mukta at all. It's Kli Shemalach Talaheta. That's how Rashi learns the sugi. So it's really Machlokes Rashi Tosfos in Reb Shimon. Rashi learns that according to Reb Shimon, Shofar is Malach Talaheta, and Tosfos learns that Reb Shimon only agrees to Mukta Mach Machsar and Kiss, but by Kli Shemalach Talaheta, Lo Olam, the Shofar is Kli Shemalach Talaheta, but it's Muta L'Tzorich Guf V'Tzorich Mekoymoi. And that's what Reb Shimon says, that Kishem Sheshofar Muta Kach Chatzotz is Matorin. So what's the Pshat in Chatzotz? So that's also Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Tosfos learns that the reason why Chatzotz is going to Reb Yehuda also because it's Muktzah Machmas Gufoy. That's much more Chomer. And according to Reb Shimon, it's a Kli Shemalach Talaheta. So mainly it's much more Kal than a Muktzah Machmas Gufoy. And that's why it's Mutal Tzorich Gufoy Tzorich Mekoymoi. So that's the assertion in the two Braises. The Braise that says that Shofar is Mutta and so to Chatzotz is Mutta is according to Reb Shimon, that's Mekel and Muktzah. And the Braise that's Mechalik between Shofar and Chatzotz is according to Reb Yehuda that only Shofar is Mutta, Mashen Chatzotz is also according to Reb Yehuda. What about the Braise that implies that a Shofar and Chatzotz are also, and that's you have to put the Shofar in the box? You can't say Shal Tzibur Shal Yochid because Tzibur is also Goy Lagamea by Tinuk Shal Tilak Oni. That's the third shita. That's the Nechemya shita. Nechemya is of the opinion that ain't kli nitel ela ledover hanitel. It has to be the main function of that item. You cannot move a fork only to utilize it to eat with. You can't even move a fork for another malach. That's not the main function of it, even if it's not an issa. Ain't kli nitel ela ledover hanitel. So memela neither a chatzotz nor a shofar can be moved because the main purpose and function of a shofar is to blow. So memela it cannot be used only ledover hanitel for that what it's meant for, and that's why the shofar has to be placed on the box on the rooftops. So that's pshat in the three machlekes and the three braises. Either shofar and chatzotz are also Reb Nechemya, shofar is mutter and chatzotz are also that's Reb Yehuda, and kashem she shofar mutter is kach chatzotz mutterim, that's according to Reb Shimon. And the Yesod HaMachlokes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda by Chatzotz's Gufa is, how do you look at the Chatzotz's Oktosis? Do you look at Chatzotz's as Kli Shemalach Talaheta, so there's a heta of Tzorich Gufa Tzorich Mekoymoi? Or do you look at the Chatzotz's as Muktzah Machmas Gufoi, so then there's no heta of Tzorich Gufa Tzorich Mekoymoi? And that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and that's a Chatzotz cannot be moved. Now, Zog the Gemara, Umay Shofar Nami Chatzotz's, meaning, aren't you establishing the Braisa that says that you can't move the Shofar, and likewise you can't move the Chatzotzes, Zog the Gemara before in Daf Lamed Helmet Beis, that you have to place it on the Gag, so it's a Pella. If Madach the Shofar you can't move, which even though it might be Roy Lagamer Beis Atinuk, but you need Ein Klid Nittel Ela Dobra Nittel, it has to be the main function, so Madach a Shofar, which is cannot be moved, even though it could be used for a legamei abayis atinuk. So you have to tell me that a chatzotz can't be moved. Koshkin chatzotz can't be moved. And that Gemara answers that according to Reb Nechemya, umay shofar nami chatzotzes. That really, when it says in the Braisa that just like you can't move a shofar, so you can't move chatzotzes, it means the opposite. Just like you can't move chatzotzes because it's not nitel adava nitel, so too you can't move shofar, even though it's also roy legamei abayis atinuk, because that's not the main function. And that's we have to switch around. What the Braisa calls shofar really means chatzotzes. So mele, it's not a kasha. Why is it mentioned something which is called chicane? Zog the Gemara, where do we find such a precedence that it's written Shofen, and really it means Chatzaitzis? So Gemara Keder Rav Chizda, Dom Rav Chizda, Hanit Las Mili, there are three things, Ishtani Shmaya Mechicho Beis HaMikdosh, that the names were changed after the Chum Beis HaMikdosh. Number one is Chatzaitzra, Shofra, Shofra, Chatzaitzra. The Chatzaitzis are referred to as Shofras, and Shofras are referred to as Chatzaitzis. They switched around the meaning of the word. That if you're blowing a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, you have to make sure that you take what people call a chatzoitza. Because a trumpet is not good for the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, but a shofar is. So you have to take what people call a chatzoitza, which is really a shofar. Then second thing which was changed, milayu, after the shtanish mayu, after Chum Beis HaMikdosh, Zogti Gemara, Arova Tzavtzefa, Tzavtzefa Arova. The Arova is referred to as a Tzavtzefa, and the Tzavtzefa is referred to as an Arova. L'mayna mafkamina, Zogti Gemara, Lulav. Meaning a Lulav, you have to use an Arova with it, so you have to make sure you take the right species, what they call today Tzavtzefa. And the Gemara says, the third thing that's Ishtanish mayu is Ptura, Pturta, Pturta, Ptura. A small table, Pturta, is referred to as a Ptura, which used to be called a large table. And a large table today is referred to as a small table. So they interchange the lashon of Ptura and Pturta. So Gemara l'man of Kamina l'mekho memkar. When you go to a store and you expect to buy expect to receive a large table, just because he said Ptura, that doesn't mean Ptura large. It really, it's interchanged, and it really means Pturta, what they refer to Amol as Pturta. The Mabit in Tshuva says, why dafka these three things were changed after the Chum Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara says, Ishtanayu Shemayim Michor Beis HaMikdash. He says, because these three things are reminders of the Chum Beis HaMikdash. After all, in the Mikdash, we had Chatzotzes. We don't have Chatzotzes today. So, Mela, we changed the name so to realize what we're lacking to yearn for the Bina Beis HaMikdash. So, Chatzotzes and Shofars are interchanged. So, you should realize that what you call Chatzotzes is really the Shofar today, but you should be reminded of what's lacking, the Chatzotzes. And likewise, the Arova. The Arova and Tzavtzefa, in the Zman HaMikdash, they had the Arova, the Hakofas Arova that they had in the Zman HaMikdash around the Shana Rabba, we today, a remnant of it. But the real Hakofa took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So that we also changed Arova to Tzavtzefa. And the third thing is Ptura Pturta, because Amol we had a Shulchan of the Lechem Aponim as a reminder that we're lacking that Shulchan, so we switched the what's defined as a large with a small, and a small and a large, it's interchanged, Ptura Pturta, as a reminder of what's lacking, the Shulchan that we had in the Beis HaMikdash. Zok de Gemara, Omer Abaya. After these three things, so Af Onu Neymar, Huv Lilo Beikosa Beikosa Huv Lilo, meaning the intestines of a stomach, of a cow, there are four different intestines. So the Beikosa is the second intestine over there. If you have a needle that you find over there, it has to puncture two of the skins to go through, to be punctured, to be considered a trefa. If you find a needle after the shechita. So you have to assume that it was there before. Only if it punctures two, it went through two skins. The Beikosis. Masheknu Uvlila, it's sufficient if it punctures only one. But this was interchanged. This is not because of Chum Beis HaMikdash. There's another thing that the Lashon is interchanged, how we define it. Meaning, Huvlila Beikosa, Beikosa Huvlila, what was Amol referred to as Beikosa, today is called Huvlila. And what was Amol Huvlila, the third stomach, today is called Beikosa, which is an afkamina for the machat shenitzah be'oive be'is ha'koisis. So Gemara l'mayin afkamina, l'machat shenitzah be'oive be'is ha'koisis. Then mitzad echad, it's ksheira, u'mishneit stodim, it's trefa. If it punctures two through two skins, then it's a trefa. So that's only relevant by Beis HaKosis, not by the Behuvlila. So what we call today Uvlila, it's only tref if it punctures two Mishneit Stodim. Omer Avashi, Afonu Neymar. I'll tell you another thing which the Lashon is interchanged. So Gemara, Bovel, Bursav, Bursav, Bovel. Bovel is referred to as Bursav, and Bursav is referred to as Bovel. What's the nafkamina? The fact that these two cities are interchanged. So the Gemara daf lamed vavam the beis the main nafkamina legite noshim. So Rashi says a bit two pshatim. One is gite noshim. The dinner before the nechta for the nechtam does not have to be said by bnei Bovel because they're bikin. They don't have to say for nechta for nechtam like an eitzol. Soul. Other countries have to say they're not boki. So now that bnei Bovel are called Bursav, so Bursav is Bovel. So Bursav doesn't have to say for the nechta for the nechtam. But Mashen Kain, the Bovel, what's referred to as Bovel, is really Bursav. They are Meratzim, they do have to say for the Nechtam. That's one Pshat in Rashi. Then Rashi says, Vani Oimer, another Nafkamina. Nafkamina Gite Noshim, Linyan Shina Shmoy Vishmoy Vishemiro Vishemiro Apostle. Vzoch Lichtov Shem Shalachshov. You have to write the city of where the get is taking place. So the fact that you're writing Bovel if because it was called Amol Bavel, that's irrelevant. It has to be called the name of today. If today Bavel is referred to as Bursif, you have to enough community, you have to run to get Bursif. Isaac Rashi, Tosis argues and he says, Ein Yil Rashba, because Bavel is the name of a country, it's not the name of a city. On a get, you don't write the name of the country. You write New York, you write New Jersey, Bemosa. You don't write the Medinas America, you don't write America, so the country is never the Geya. So that can't be the Nafkamina, Lagabe, the shame of the get of the Medina, because you don't write the Medina. So Elamai, the Nafkamina is like Rashi's first shot, is the Gabriel Dinah before the Nechta, before the Nechta. We'll stop over here by the new Perek. Perakira, Davlamed Vova Medbez, Hadran Aloch Ba Madlikin, Hadran Aloch Ba Madlikin, Hadran Aloch Ba Memadlikin.